Okay, good evening. We find ourselves now in the Yimei HaTashlumin of Shavuos, the days of makeup. Every Yom Tov has Tashlumin, that if the Karbonos that were brought, that were supposed to be brought on the first day of Yom Tov, were not, one had the rest of Yom Tov to bring those Karbonos, and Shavuos is no different. Gemara learns out from the fact that the Torah equates all three Yomim Tovim at the end of Parshas Re'eh, V'chag HaMatzos, V'chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaSukkos, that just like there is Tashlumin for Sukkos, there's also Tashlumin for Pesach, and for Pesach there's also Tashlumin for Shavuos. The Gemara in Chagiga learns it out from a different pasuk. The Gemara in Chagiga learns it out from the pasuk in Pashas Emor, which we lain on Yom Tov. Uva kutzrechem es ketzir artzechem lo sechal pa asadacha bekutzrecha. In the middle of the Yom Tovim, that pasuk referring to the mitzvah of leket shikcha upeya is mentioned right after the Torah tells us about Shavuos. Ukrosem beetzem hayoyim hazeh. Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, after the counting of Sfira, that's Shavuos, and then it says of a Kutzrachem. So the Gemara in Chagiga says, Ezehu Chag, Shakoire, the Koitzer, by which Yom Tov is designated as a Yom Tov, but is also a time when you're allowed to cut grain. That means that it has a shame Yom Tov, but yet you can do Malacha because it's Bimei HaChoyel. That's the Tashlumen of Shavuos. The Tashlumen of Shavuos is total weekday, unlike the other Tashlumen of Pesach and Sukkot is during Chol HaMoed, which is Asur B'Malacha. Chol HaMoed is only Mutter Dover HaOvid. Masha Enkein, the Tashlumen of Shavuos is during the week. It's the week now, even though the minhag is by most not to say Tachanun during this week, because it's Yemei HaTashlumen, but it's still weekday, and it's Mutter B'Malacha. The question is, why is the Yemei HaTashlumen of Shavuos different than the Yemei HaTashlumen of Pesach and Sukkot? That the Yemei HaTashlumen of Pesach and Sukkot are on during Yom Tov, and the Yemei HaTashlumen of Shavuos are during the weekdays. The parsha that normally is read right after Shavuos is Parshas Nasa. You know, Shana, and normally there was one exclusion, Yoytzeh min HaKlal, the Parshas Nasai is before Shavuos, but usually Parshas Nasai is the Parsha after Shavuos. What is the connection between this Parsha and Shavuos and the Yemei HaTashlumen of Shavuos? The fact that Yom Tov fell out this week, even if it was not Tashlumen, it's still considered Yom Tov until after Shavuos. Tzadikim used to call the Shabbos of that comes after Shavuos is the Shabbos Noch Shavuos. Noch means in Yiddish not only after, but still. This is Noch Shavuos. It's still Shavuos. In other words, it's the Shabbos after Shavuos, but it's still Shavuos. That would be true even if it was not the Yemei HaTashlumen. Certainly that we find ourselves now in the Yemei HaTashlumen. And Allah has kama v'kama that this Shabbos is the Siyum Yemei HaTashlumen. This Shabbos is Yud Beis Sivan, which is the last day of the Tashlumen in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that one would be allowed, perhaps not when it's on Shabbos, but on Shabbos this year, the Yemei HaTashlumen end on Shabbos itself. So certainly this year it's clear that this Shabbos, Parshas Naso, is the Hashlama of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which extends until after this Shabbos. The Parsha begins, Nosai es Roish b'nei Gershon gam heim, that not only, as we learn at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, do we count the family of Kahos. There were three families of the Leviim, Gershon, Kahos, and Merari. Not only do we count the Bnei Kahos, who carried the most holy of the utensils of the Mishkan, referred to as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but so too you should also count the heads of the Bnei Gershon. They also, although they are not carrying the utensils that are on the same level of sanctity as those that were being carried by the Bnei Kahos, they had to be counted too. As Rashi says, Kamoshev Tzivisicha al Bnei Kahos, just like I commanded you to count the Bnei Kahos, Lirois Kama Yesh Shehigiyu L'Klal Avoida, do the same for the Bnei Gershon. On this pasuk, the Medrash begins, Hadohu Dechsiv Yikorahi Mipninim, at the Torah, as it says in Mishle, is more valuable than pearls and diamonds. And the Medrash quotes the last Mishnah in Hayriyos that says that a mamzer, Talmud Chacham, is kaidem l'kayin gadol am ha'aretz. A mamzer is a Talmud Chacham, even though he's a mamzer, the lowest of all the yuchsin, but he comes before a kayin gadol, who's the highest of the miyuchas, and who's an am ha'aretz, because the Torah that he learns sanctifies him to a certain level that's even beyond that of the kedusha of a kayin gadol. Yikara hi mi peninim mi kayin gadol shanichnas lefnai v'lefnim. But Pashtus, the reason why this Medrash is mentioned here is because what's bothering the Medrash is why were the B'nai Gershon counted second when they were older than the B'nai Kahas? And the answer to that is because the B'nai Kahas were the Talmidei Chachamim. They were greater scholars than the B'nai Gershon. So Kahas were counted first and were given the job of carrying the utensils that had greater sanctity. B'nai Gershon, although they were older, were not on their level of scholarship, so therefore they were therefore counted second. Because Torah precedes, as we read in the previous parak of Pirkei Avos, Gedoyla Torah min HaKahuna min HaMalchus, and from Bechorah as well, Torah is greater than even Kahuna Malchus and even Bechorah. Nevertheless, Nosei Esroish B'nei Gershon Gam Heim, count them too, even though they're being counted second, and they're not on the same level as Kahas, and they recognize that. There's no mention that the B'nai Gershon complained that the B'nai Kahas were counted before them. They understood, Yikaruhi Mipninim, says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, lift Nosai Esroish B'nai Gershon Gamheim. They too are to be uplifted. They too are to be counted the same age as the B'nai Kahas and sort of on the same level. This is the beginning of Parshas Nosai. Parshas Nosai continues with the topic of Gezel HaGeir, which was already discussed in Parshas Vayikra, but it was repeated. It's repeated here because of Shnei Dvarim Sheneschatshuva, as Rashi brings down, that there has to be Vidui, and that Gezel HaGeir, She'en Lo Yarshim, goes to the Kaihanim. Interestingly, that the Pasuk here, V'hisvadu, that talks about the Vidui, if one steals from a Geir, and he doesn't have any heirs. Well, once really, it doesn't only talk about Gezel HaGeir. It's talking about someone who stole and he swore falsely, so he has to return what he stole, adding a fifth and bringing a carbon. But we also learn here about Gezel HaGeir, and here the Torah reveals to us that v'hisvadu es chatosam asher osu v'heishiv es hashomai b'roish is a minyan for Ma'ariv now. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva learns out the mitzvah of vidui devarim, the mitzvah of tshuva, which while one does tshuva, he has to confess. Part of the process of tshuva is vidui. The Rambam learns it out from this pasuk here in Parshas Nosai, which is interesting. Why the Torah waits till here, although tshuva is discussed before, some of it is before, some of it you have in Parshas Nitzavim, that's really the parasha of tshuva. But why here, the Shabbos right after Shavuos? Shavuos, when we reach the highest level, the Shara Chamishim, does the Torah reveal to us the mitzvah of tshuva. After that, we have Nazir Saita, and then at the end of the parasha, we have the Chanukas HaMishkan. The Torah talks to us about that which took place on the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that the 12 leaders of the Shvatim sacrificed every day karbonos, donating karbonos and matonos to the newly constructed Mishkan every day, a different shevet via their representative donated during these 12 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And that's how the parasha ends, with the last pasuk here of the largest parasha in Chumash. This is the largest parasha in Chumash, Parashas Nasei, 176 psukim, which ends with the pasuk, Uvevoi Moshe Eloi Hel Moel. Moshe would come into the Mishkan to speak to Hashem. He would hear the voice from between the two staves of the Oron, from on top of the Kaporas, Bivein Shnei HaKruvim, Vayadaber Eilov. And that's Parashas Nasei. So Parashas Nasei ends with Chanukas HaMishkan, where the Torah repeats over and over again, the Chavivus that Hashem has for the Mishkan, that the Torah repeats over and over again through the Medrash this week, is the longest Medrash discussing the intentions of every one of the Nesiei Hashvatim, that it was a different intention related to their Shevet, even though the donations were the same. One of the longest Medrash in Medrash Rabbah is Parashas Nasai, just like the longest Zoyar of Chumash is Parashas Nasai. The Chiddush Yarim said, because this is always the Shabbos close proximity to Matan Torah, so a lot was Neschadesh. Baba Basra is the longest Masechta in Shas, 176 block, correct? And also, the Kuf Yud Tes of Tehillim, where has the Aleph Beis 8 times, every letter of the Aleph Beis, Pesukim that begin with every letter of the Aleph Beis 8 times, also 176 Pesukim, ending with the Pasuk, Ta'isi Kiseh Oyveid Bakesh Avdecha Kumitzvaysecha Lai Shachachti. This is also read on Chanukah. We know that the Kriya of Chanukah is the Parashas HaNasiyim. The last topic from Chamishi on in this parasha is also read on Chanukah. The connection between Chanukah and Shavuos is obvious. We mentioned this already. Number one, that Chanukah is the third month of the year from Tishrei, Kislev. Shavuos is the third month of the year from Nisan, Sivan. Kislev is Begematria, Sivan. Both Ayamim Tovim that are associated with Torah. The Greeks wanted to make us forget the Torah, Hashkicham Torah Secha. Sivan, of course, this is the month in which we received the Torah. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, the Torah comes down into this world, like on Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah is lit, Lamata Me'asara, below 10 Tfachim. Both are Yamim Tovim, in which the custom is to eat dairy. There are many, many parallels between Chanukah and Shavuos. We'll focus on one idea that we'll connect it to, and this parasha to Shavuos. The Yaris Dvash tells us that that Sivan corresponds to Shevet Don. The Yaris Dvash has a different order than the Arizal or others that connect Sivan to Zevulun, some to Levi. We spoke about this once, the connection to Zevulun. Zevulun is the one who brought the Shechina down to earth, which is the purpose of the Torah, to bring the Shechina Lamata. Dirod B'tachtoinim, Zevulun. In fact, that medrash that everyone quotes, the famous medrash that the whole creation of the world was because Hashem desires to have a dwelling place down below, which was referred to as Dira B'tachtoinim, is in this week's parasha, Tanchuma Parashas Nasai. Zevulun, Zevul Nun, Hapam Yizbeleni Ishi, from Lashon Zavul, which means abode. The purpose of the Torah was that Hashem wants that we should make this world into a dwelling place for Him via the Torah and its mitzvahs. That would be the connection between Zavulun and Sivan, despite the fact that Zavulun was the merchant, Yisachar was the Talmud Chacham. The purpose of the Torah is that even those in the business world, even those who are not in the Beis Medrash, are able to bring Torah and mitzvahs out into the business world where they are, out into the world, Dira B'tachtoinim, but in some ways it's more by Zevulun than it is by Yisachar, because the B'nai Yeshiva don't go out into the world, they don't deal with the Tachtoinim as much as the Zevulunites, and therefore Sivan is connected to Zevulun, although we would think that it should be Yisachar or Levi, which there is an opinion that Sivan is Levi, they were the Talmid HaChachamim of Klal Yisrael. The Yaris Dvash says differently. He says it's Dun. And the obvious question is, what does Dun have to do with Sivan? He connects it his way. Dun is Din. Mishamayim Hishmata Din. Torah is Din. Torah brought Din to the world. Now there's an accounting. We have a responsibility. We have to live up to the dictates of the Torah. Dun is the Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanois. He quotes that Pasuk in Parshas Baha'aloscha, which is also always read in Sivan. Dun was the last of the Shvatim, and now that all the Shvatim are now together, that's the Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki'ish Echad B'leiv Echad. He doesn't really, though, explain how Dun, as Shevet Dun, it's a play on words, Dun, Din, Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanois, but what does Dun have to do with Matan Torah? What does Dun have to do with Sivan? Dun is the lowest of all the Shvatim. As Rashi says in Chumash, Min HaYerudin Shebeshvatim. He was the lowest, his Shevet was the most susceptible to sin, the most affected by Amalek, as the Targum Yonasan we mentioned many times, says in Parshas Kisei, say on the pasuk Asher Korcha Baderech VaYizanev B'cha Kol HaNefesh Sholem Acharecha, the weak, the ones who were out, the outcasts from the cloud, as the Targum Yonasan says, the latecomers from Shevet Dom. So what is that? Why would Sivan be a month represented by Dan? This is the month when the entire Klal Yisrael reached the level of Poska Zuhamasan by Matan Torah. They reached the level of Nun, Shah HaNun. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki'ish Echad Belev Echad. Why would it be represented, if anything, by Dan? And it's interesting that the Haftorah this week, the Haftorah of Parshas Nasai, Shabbos after Shavuos, is the only Haftorah, I believe, in the entire Chumash that talks about Shimshon, who's from Shevet Dan. The only great tzaddik that we know, besides Ahaliyav, that's mentioned in Chumash, who's from Shevet Dan as well, who joins with Bezalel to construct the Mishkan, is Shimshon, who was from Shevet Dan, who was so great that Yaakov Avinu sees him to be the potential Mashiach. Don Yodin Amay Ka'achat Shifta Yisrael, he don Nochosh, Nochosh Begematria Mashiach, he's going to be Mesakin, the Chait HaNochosh, he don Nochosh Ale Derech, Shvifayin Ale Oirach, Shuaspa Kivisi Hashem. That's all going on Shimshon. The whole story of Shimshon is hinted in those Pesukim in Parshas Vayechi. But in Parshas Vayechi, which is interesting, Vayechi is read in the month of Teves, which according to the Arizal, Teves is done. Teves is the lowest of all the month in which the Churban began, Asara B'Teves, very much so connected to Dan. But the Haftorah in Vayechi is not about Shimshon. If anything, the Haftorah of Vayechi is about David and Shlomo HaMelech from Shevet Yehuda, from the greatest of the Shvatim. And the Shabbos after Shavuos, we read about Shimshon. Yes, the very great person, misunderstood perhaps, very misunderstood, but extremely great. The potential Mashiach, he was able to go down into the depths of Tumah, Vayered Shimshon Timnasa, even marry Plishti women with Hashem's consent. Yes, the Mishnah says in Sait, the Holach Achar Einov, and the Fikach Nikru Plishtim Es Einov, that's because he said, Yoshrehi Be'enai, but what Shimshon is, Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen talks a lot about, that was because he was so great, and because he did not stray after his eyes. On the contrary, because he was so holy and such a parush that he was punished because he said, I take that which is proper in my eyes. The Rav Tzadok has a whole arichas on this, how great Shimshon was. Shimshon is a shofet before the kings. And Shimshon, if Yaakov Avinu thought that he might be Mashiach, so we're talking about a very, very great individual, but he was from Shevet Dan, from the lowest of the Shvat, as the first pasuk in the Haftorah clearly spells it out. Vayehi ish echad mitzora mimishpachas hadoni ushmoi manoyach. So Shimshon is from Dan, and that's the Haftorah of the parasha. And what's the connection to Shavuos? What's the connection to Matan Torah? To Parshas Nazai? We know, of course, that the connection to this parasha is because this parasha speaks about Nazir, and Shimshon was a Nazir. There are many topics in this parasha, the largest of all parashas. Chazal could have picked a different Haftorah. Clearly they picked the Haftorah of Shimshon from Dan for a reason. Not only because Nazir is one of the topics in this parasha. There are many topics in this parasha. So what's the connection of Dan to Sivan? Every month we know also has a different combination of Hashem's name. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Sivan is the four words in Parshas Truma, Yedoysav Uletzela HaMishkan HaShenis, Yud Vav Hei Hei. That's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Sivan, where those four words are talking about the Mishkan. So what does the Mishkan have to do with Sivan? Interestingly, yes, that we talk about HaKamas HaMishkan in this Parsha. Parshas Nosai speaks about HaKamas HaMishkan. In detail, but this is the second time. We know that Matan Torah was the first time that we joined with Hashem in matrimony, and Klal Yisrael like a kala. referring to Nesinas Halucha, his Matan Torah, was the Chasan, Yoim Chasu Nasai. But then there was a separation, and the reunification, when we rejoined with Hashem, that's the Kala Yismoshel Hakam Es HaMishkan, that's the second time around. Also hinted in the Siruf Yedoysav Uletzela HaMishkan Hashenis. The second time, Hashem took us back again. That's Hakamas HaMishkan, but that doesn't seem to be related to Sivan. Sivan is when we joined with Hashem for the first time, when we received the Torah on Har Sinai, which precedes Hakamas HaMishkan, when there wasn't a need for Mishkan, when Klal Yisrael were on the level before Chet HaEgel, like Adam Rishon, before Chet Eitz Hadas. So what's the combination of Hashem's name? This combination that the Arizal revealed, Yedoysav, Letzela, HaMishkan, Hashem, has have to do with Sivan. The same question, what does it have to do with Don? And perhaps the idea is, the Torah was given, as it says in Medrash, as it says in the Gemara, Dafka Lamata, the Torah was given down in this world, not above, although the Torah is divine, and the Torah really belongs in Shamayim, Tana Hoidecha al HaShamayim, the Malachim said to Hashem. That's where it belongs. It belongs in heaven. Hashem gave the Torah down below, as the Gemara says, that Torah is compared to water, just like water goes down. Ma Mayim Yordim Imokim Gavoya, Lemokim Nomuch, Af Divrei Torah Kain, as the Balatanya and all these Sifrei Chasidus elaborate on the fact that Torah was purposely given to the physical world. Most of the mitzvahs of the Torah can only be performed with physical hands, physical feet, a physical mouth, a human body, a flesh and blood, which is tachtoin, dira b'tachtoinim, down below. The Torah was given precisely for this world, not for the heavens. It's not for malachim. It's for people who have a yetzer hara. As Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim when they were claiming that the Torah is theirs, he said, "Kum yetzer hara b'neichem. Do you have a yetzer hara? You don't. The Torah is not for you. The Torah is given to those who have an evil inclination to be able to curb their evil inclinations. The Torah was given to those who have to deal with the physical world. The Torah was given to those who have to deal with the outside, with a world that is outside of the confines of Kedusha. The Dafka outside of the confines of Kedusha." The Torah was given in the Midbar. Concerning a Midbar, the Pasuk says, Nachash Sorof Ve'akra V'tzimoyin Asherein Moyim, a place where snakes and serpents and scorpions dwell. Is that where the Torah belongs? Hashem gave us the Torah in a desolate wilderness where there's nothing except Mazikim. What are there are snakes and scorpions and dangerous creatures and cactus. I mean, why should the Torah be given there? What does the Torah have to do with a Midbar? And we find also interestingly, the Torah was not given in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah we would think would be given on Har HaMoriah, if anything. It should be given in Yerushalayim. The Torah should have been given in the Makom HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which La'asad Lavai, that's where the Gilui of Torah will be. Mitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, but not the Matan Torah in 2448 was not in Eretz Yisrael. It was not only it wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, it was in a Midbar, in a Makom Nachash Sorof Ve'Akrav V'Tzimoyin Asher Ein Moyim, which is a place which is Michutz L'Gvul HaKedusha, a place that's outside of the boundaries of holiness. So why was the Torah given in a Midbar? Why was the Torah given outside of Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is precisely for that reason. The Torah was given dafka outside of Eretz Yisrael, first to teach us that you can learn Torah anywhere. You don't have to be in Eretz Yisrael to learn, even though it says, Ein Torah k'Torah as Eretz Yisrael, u'zahav ha'oretz ha'hitoiv. But Limud HaTorah is not confined to any specific place geographically. Limud HaTorah is not confined to any specific individual or group of people. No one has a monopoly, even though some people think they do, but no one has a monopoly over Torah. B'nai Torah is the... Every member of Klal Yisrael has the potential to be a Ben Torah. Mayrosha hi kehilas Yaakov. It doesn't say kehilas Yisrael. Yaakov is the lower level. Torah tzivah lana mayrosha, mayrosha kehilas Yaakov. To each and every individual, every person has a chelek, a portion, and V'sein Chalkeinu B'Sayir Asecha says every single Jew. The Torah was given dafka in a midbar because the purpose of Torah is to refine the character. The purpose of Torah is to transform midbar into a garden. The purpose of Torah is to transform a place which is a place of nachash, sarah, va'akrav, v'tzimayin, asherein, mayim, to a place where one can dwell. This world in general, olam hazeh, is a makom of klipais and tuma, rubai ra, as it says in Shar HaKadosh of Reb Chaim Vital, and all the Sfarim quote, that the olam hazeh is rubai ra. It's the majority of this world, especially as we see today, is ra. That's where the Torah was given. The Torah was not given in olam ha'atzilus, which is kulay toiv, where it says, la yigurcha ra. The Torah was given dafka in olam ha'ma'aseh, and in olam ha'ma'aseh itself, outside of Eretz Yisrael, in a desert, michutz l'gvul ha'kedusha. Everyone and anyone has the ability to learn Torah, and that Torah can transform. Even a mamzer, as the Medrash is quoted here, a mamzer talmud chacham is koydim l'koyen gadol am ha'oretz. In nefesh, the mamzer is the lowest. He has no yichus. I mean, he's the lowest of all the miyuchasim. In zman, in time, so there's the yemei hachoyel. There's Shabbos, there's Yom Tov, and then there's the yemei hachoyel. In Mokoyim, outside of Eretz Yisrael, Midbar, so Torah was given dafka outside of Eretz Yisrael, Lamata dafka, because that's the purpose of Torah, to uplift the lower madregos and bringing them up on high. And that's the idea of Nosle Ezroish B'nei Gershon Gamheim. Gershon is from the word Megurash, those who are Megurash, those who are outcasts. Those that are affected by Amalek. Amalek starts up with the Megurashim, and they are from Shevet Don. Nosle Ezroish B'nei Gershon Gamheim. B'nei Gershon Gamheim. Roish b'nei Gershon Gamheim is begematria Reishis Goyim Amalek. That's who Amalek starts up with, the b'nei Gershon. Not literally b'nei Gershon, but meaning the merumas, the b'nei ha-megurashim. But they too can reach the level of Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. Roish b'nei Gershon Gamheim is begematria Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. The Yemei HaTashlumen, which is the eighth week, after counting 7 weeks, we enter the eighth week, which is not counted. It's the week of Yovel. Starting with the 50th day, which is Shavuos, it is a week that is associated with Shmini, which is La'asid Lavai, where everyone has a tikkun, where even the B'nai Gershon, even the Donites, the Necheshalim, who are the Tachtoin of Nefesh, just as the Torah was given in the Midbar, the Torah was given in Olam Hazeh, and the purpose of Torah, like water, is to go down, Mimokim Gavoya, Lamokim Namoich, so too, the Torah has the power to uplift the downtrodden. Those who are referred to as the payah of the field. We know that the payah, pa'as sadacha b'kutzrecha, that pasuk, which the Gemara learns out, the Yemeat Hashlumen of Shavuos from, is talking about payah, leket, shikcha, and payah, the forgotten ones. The ones all the way in the corner that are collected by the poor and the downtrodden. The lowest. And they too, there's a tikkun for them also. And they're also connected with Reishis Tivuasai. We know that Hashem refers to Am Yisrael as Reishis Tivuasai, the first of his produce. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tivuasai. The last pasuk of Kapitel Kuf Yutes, which also has 176 psukim, talks about the lost Jew. David HaMelech talks about him. He says, Ta'isi Kiseh Oyved Bakesh Avdecha. I am lost like a lost sheep. Search for me, for your servant. David is crying out in the name of the lost souls that who are lost, that they too should have a tikkun. Ki mitzvaysecha loy shachachti. Ta'isi kiseh oyved bakesh avdecha is begamatria reishis tivu osay. That even the lost Jew is connected and is brought back to reishis, which is the Bechina of Yovel, where everyone goes back to their roots and to their source. Tashuvu ish el achuzazoi, v'shaftem ish el achuzazoi, uv'kutzruchem eskitzir artzuchem, loisachale, don't cut the entire field, but leave the corners for the, to the poor, leave the corners, the last, Loisachala is begematria va'amech kulam tzadikim. Every yid has the potential to be a tzadik. And the payah is collected, and with it a mitzvah is performed. The forgotten stalks become a mitzvah. Leket shitcha upeya. Pa'as sadacha bikutzrecha is begematria uvolatzi and goyal l'shavei fesha b'ya'akoy. The geula is for the peyos hasada, for pa'as sadacha bikutzrecha, the lowest Jews, those who are in the corner, those who are found b'ktzei hashomayim. Yihye nidachacha b'ktzei hashomayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem alekecha, u'misham yikochecha. Hashem is going to gather the Jews from the far-flung corners of the earth. That's the peyos, all the way on the other side, and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. The lekhet shikhel peyah of Klal Yisrael, those are the lowest levels. That's the Shevet Dan. The Bnei Gershon, the Megurashim, that they too will come back. Le'oni v'lager tazoi v'oysam ani Hashem aloikeichem is begamatria toshuvu ish el achuzosoi. That at the oni and the ger, these portions, the lekhet shikhel peyah, these portions, it's equal to v'shaftem ish el achuzosoi. Le'oni v'lager tazoi v'oysam ani Hashem aloikeichem is begamatria v'shaftem ish el achuzosoi. That they too return, they too will come back. This week, the week of Tashlumen of Shavuos, perhaps we could say, is that week. It's after Shavuos already. L'cha'oira, it's too late, if one thinks about it. After counting 49 days of Sfira and we come to Shavuos, what could come after that? That's it. That's the apex. After that, there's a Yerida in Zman, Tammuz, and Av. And then there's a new Aschala later on. But l'cha'oira, once it's Shavuos, if a person didn't get to Har Sinai, if a person didn't prepare for Matan Torah, is there a tikkun for him? The answer is yes. There's the Yemei HaTashlumen of Shavuos. The Yemei HaTashlumen is merumas in this pasuk of a kutzrachem eskatzir artzachem. That's what the Gemara says in Chagiga. Which Yom Tov are you allowed to cut? It can't be Chol HaMoed. It's during the week. And this is the Yemei HaTashlumen, therefore, of Shavuos is, on one hand, higher than the Yemei HaTashlumen of Pesach and Sukkos, where there isn't during those Yemei Tashlumen a tikkun for the Megurashim, for Shevet Dan, like there is here during the Yemei Tashlumen of Shavuos, which is Dafka during the week. That's why the Torah wanted that the Yemei Tashlumen of Shavuos should be during the Yemei HaChoyl, which is the Tachtoin of Zman, not Yom Tov. Those who have fallen into Yemei HaChoyl also have a tikkun. The Yemei Tashlumen of Shavuos is Mesakein. Those neshamos, the leket shikha upeya of the neshamos that have fallen into the yemei hachoyel, into the low days of choyel, they too have a tikkun during the week of Parshas Nosai. Nosai esroish b'nei Gershon gamheim, they also, even the b'nei Gershon have a tikkun during this week, which is the eighth week, which is connected to la'osid lavay, to yoyvel, where everyone has a tikkun. That's why Sivan is keneged dun. That means the Torah was given. Hashem wanted this Torah to be learnt by every single yid. That every yid should be able to connect themselves to Torah. And this doesn't mean, of course, that a person could just waste his entire life and rely on just some tikkun at the end of it, and that's all. This is obviously not meant, chas v'shalom, to make light of shmiras ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs. This is only to say that if one fell, and he's still able to do tshuva, one who really wants to come back, there's still a tikkun for one who wants to return. That's why the mitzvah of tshuva is dafka here in Parshas Nosai. The week of the tashlumin of Shavuos, the Torah is megala to us, the mitzvah of vidui devarim, according to the Rambam, we learn out the mitzvah of tshuva from this parsha, this topic here of Gezel Ager, which is in this Shabbos of Nosai, as Rosh B'nei Gershon Gamheim, the day also, even the Megurashim, even the outcasts, the Nechsholim from Shevet Dan, can also return, and there's a chance for them too, and that's the whole idea of the Mishkan. The whole idea of the Mishkan is that there's a second chance. The Mishkan was the second time around. It was the second marriage. It was the Yom Kalois Moshe L'Hokam Es HaMishkan Kekala HaNechneses L'Chuppah. We learn that from the Pasuk. In this week's parasha, L'Chayra, this is not connected to Shavuos. Shavuos is the first time around. Mishkan is the second time. Yet, the Arizal reveals to us that the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Sivan is Davka Yedoysov Litzela HaMishkan Hashenis. And that according to the Ariz Dvash, it's done. The same way we say that the Torah goes down, the Torah was given in a Midbar. And the purpose of Torah is to uplift the dira that Hashem wants to have a dira b'tachtoinim, which means the Yaris Dvash is teaching us here that more than what the Arizal is showing us that Sivan has a connection to Zevulun. Zevulun is the merchant, the businessman, but he's not from the lowest of the Shvatim. He's not from the sinners. Zevulun is on the same level as Yisachar. Without Zevulun, there's no Yisachar. Without Yisachar, there's no Zevulun. Without Zevulun, there's no Yisachar. They have a pact together. Yisachar, Zevulun learns Torah too. In fact, Rashi in Bamidbar brings down Zevulun Moishchem B'Shevet Sofer. Zevulun is also a Talmud Chacham. It's just that most of the day he's in business, or part of the day, while Yisachar learns the whole day. But Don is Min Ayurudin Shebeshvatim. So the Aris Dvash is extending the Torah down into Don. Sivan is not only for Matan Torah. The Torah is not only for Talmidei Chachamim, and not only for, and even businessmen, but even for the Yerudin Shebeshvatim, the lowest, the outcasts, also are to be connected to Torah. We bring everyone back. Today, the Avodah of Hashavas Avodah. Today, we see the Avodah of Kiruv Rechaikim throughout the world, and it will come out to all organizations, all segments of Klal Yisrael are busy with this Avodah, which is the Avodah of this Dor. Bringing back the lowest l'cha'ira, the Yerudin Shebeshvatim, Tinoikas Shenishbu, true, but sinners, B'shoigeg, B'aynis, whatever one wanted to say, even B'mezid, there are plenty of those who did it, B'mezid and L'hachis, and who also do tshuva. Tshuva is for everyone, everyone can return. And this parasha, this which is the longest parasha of Chumash, meaning the most neshamas are in Parashas Nasa, because every year has a letter in the Sefer Torah. Being that the case, the most Jews are in Parshas Nasa. In fact, all the Shvatim are in Parshas Nasa. We have every Shevet mentioned here from Yehuda to down to Naphtali in the order of the way they travel in the desert. That's the order of the Arizal that's mentioned there, including Dan. All the Shvatim are mentioned at the end of the Parsha, the Nasi Lebnei Yehuda, Nasi Lebnei Yisachar, Nasi Lebnei Zevulun, all the way down. Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach, Achorei Moshach HaYisai, Shneim Asa Shiftei Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael are in Parshas Nasa. Everyone is encompassed there. Don is the Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanois, the last of the Shvatim, the one who returned the lost items to those who lost in the desert, because he traveled behind everyone, as we'll see in next week's Parshas Ba'aleischa, which is also always read in Chodesh Sivan. And that's Chanukah. Chanukah, as we mentioned many times during the Yom Tov of Chanukah, is the Yom Tov in which every year, even those who find themselves on the left side, because the menorah is to be lit on the left side of the doorway, and below 10 tefachim, on the outside, when it's dark, down, all the way down, all the way. That the Torah has the power to go all the way down. The higher one is, the lower one can go. Because the Torah is so high, and it's Hashem Himself, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, it's Atzmuscha Umahuscha, it's Hashem Himself, Yikru Li Truma, Oisi Atem Lekchem, says the Medrash. If you learn Torah, you take me, V'yikru Li, you take me, if you learn Torah, because the Torah is Hashem, His wisdom is Him. Hu ha-yodeh, hu ha-mada. So there's nothing higher than Torah, and yet the Torah goes all the way down into the dumps, into the depths, to be ma'ala, even the lowest neshamas. And the one who was Isaac in that avodah was Shimshon. Shimshon went down, the yered Shimshon timnasa, where no one ever went. Ibeimke ha-klipois. And I once heard from Rav Wolfson Shlita, who said, and perhaps, this is what he said, I remember when he spoke about this, it was like a shocking thing to hear, but he said that the fact that Shimshon sort of intermarried, he was definitely Megaya them, but he married Delilah, he married the Plishti women, and he brought some sort of tikkun to the Jews who intermarried in our door, he said. Those were assimilated. Shimshon was able to go down into the Imkei HaKlipos and Mesakeh in the lowest neshamas, which is what Mashiach does. That's the Avodah of Mashiach. Mashiach has the power, because he's the greatest neshama, the neshama of Reishis, to be Mesak and the lowest neshamas. That's why Le'oni v'lager ta'azoiv, that pasuk, which again the Gemara learns out, the Yemei HaTashlumen of Shavuos, from that pasuk, Le'oni v'lager ta'azoiv, is begematria Mashiach b'miluoi. Mashiach is for the oni and the ger. Mashiach is for the lowest of the shvatim. It's interesting too that Chazal, the Imrei Emes, discusses this a lot in his svarim, that this pasuk is referring to Rus, Le'oni v'la'ger. He says, Oni is David HaMelech, who said tefillah le'oni kiyatov, and the ger, the geyoris, that's Rus. This, and Rus, we see, was Isaac in cutting. The Rus talks about how she came, betchilas k'tzir se'oirim. Rus was cutting was collecting leket shikhu upeya for Naomi. That's what she was doing. She was collecting leket shikhu upeya for Naomi, and this took place Shavuos time. Even though Shavuos is Matan Torah, the time that all of you reach the highest level of Reishis, but the purpose of the Torah is that if need be, not that it should be that way, but if need be, and there are those neshamas that fall to the bechina of leket shikhu upeya, they too have a tikkun. The Torah is mesakein them. The Torah has the power to be mesakein everyone and anyone as long as one wants to be rectified. Clearly, one has to want to be rectified. One has to want a tikkun. The Torah is mesakein. The Torah is Hashem Himself who wants to see the tikkun of every single yid. And this week, perhaps, is a very special week for that tikkun. Because it's the week of Tashlumen, which is, and Dafka Yemei HaChoyel, and where the Torah is Madgish, Nosay Esroish B'nei Gershon and Gam Heim. And we see the last Pasuk of this parasha, the Pasuk number 176, just like Pasuk 176 in Kuf Yates, is Ta'isikase Oivei Bakish Avdecha. The last Pasuk of Nosay is about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, goes into the Oil Moyed, and he hears the voice of Hashem speaking to him, Me'ala Kapoiris, Hashem Alarein Ho'edus. And here Rashi brings the 13th midah of the Yud Gimel midahs shahatayra nidreshes bahen, which is connected, the 13th midah of the 13 midahs harachamim, v'nake lo yinake, where we say, shnei k'suvim hamakhishim zeh ezeh, actually yakosav ashlishim, but you have two psukim that contradict, so we have a third that reconciles. So here Rashi begins his parish in the last pasuk. Shnei ksuvim hamakhishim ze'ezeh. There are two psukim that contradict each other. One pasuk says Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Mishkan, which is outside of the Peroches area. One pasuk says that Hashem speaks to Moshe me'al hakapoyres. So where is the dibur being heard? So comes this pasuk reconciles that. This pasuk settles the dispute. This is the kosav ashlishi. That Hashem actually speaks mi alak apayris mi ben shenei hakeruvim, and that's where the koil is yoytzei min hashamayim, and from there it goes out into the oel mod. So Moshe is standing outside of the kedusha, sort of, and but the shechina, the voice, the Torah is from shamayim in the kodesh hakodashim, but it's heard outside, and that reconciles. That is the answer to the stira. The Torah is min hashamayim, min hashamayim dibarti imachem. The same thing Rashi brings in Parshas Yisrael, where it talks about the giving of the Torah, that Hashem spoke to us from the heavens. But then it says, vayered Hashem al har Sinai, that the Torah was given down here on earth. So where was it? In shamayim or down here on earth? That's a stira. So there Rashi brings also, shnei ksuvim machishim zeh ezeh. The Torah was from shamayim, but Hashem brought the shamayim down to Eretz. And the Torah has the power to connect heaven and earth. That's the kosav hashlishi. The Torah is the kosav hashlishi. That's why it was given in the chodesh hashlishi. And everything is shlishi. The Gemara has this obsession, it seems, with the number three. Moshe Rabbeinu was the third of his family. The Jews are split into three. Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael. And Torah is Torah, Levim, Uksuvim. It was given the third day after the separation, in the third month. Everything is three. And the Ran says even more. What has to do with the number three? The Torah is the third party, sort of, the kosav hashlishi, that's mechaber, that connects two opposing factions here, shamayim and oretz, ruchnius and gashmius, that cannot connect. The Torah connects them. The whole purpose of the Torah is to connect shamayim and oretz, to bring the spiritual down into this physical world. That's dira b'tachtayim, that Hashem wants a dira, a dwelling place down below. That's the Torah is the kosav hashlishi that connects the shechina, that connects shamayim, ruchnias, to oretz, to tachtayim, and to tachtayim, that there is no tachtayim lower than it. As the Baal HaTanya used the expression, tachtayim she'ein tachtayim lamata hayemenu. The lowest of the low, done, midbar, America. America is the furthest from Eretz Yisrael, the furthest point where the Jewish people ever went, the furthest from Har Sinai is L'chaira America, which Tzaddikim said it's the Chotzi Kodar HaTachtoin, the other hemisphere. The Torah wasn't given supposedly in this hemisphere, it was given in the other hemisphere. One might think perhaps there's no Torah here in America. They quote the story from the Rabbi Yeshua of Belz, who they say when he lit, either the Girsa was when he lit the Ner Chanukah or when he lit Ner Shabbos, or when he lit Neiros Bechlal, which Tzadikim were very into lighting candles, so he told, I don't remember which Talmud of his it was, he told them, let's light up the world from Lemberg, he said, till Berlin, till Vienna, till America, and then he added from New York to San Francisco. And most of the people at that time never heard of New York, it was certainly not San Francisco, but already then the Tzadikim were lighting up the world, even in the lowest places they saw already, that's where Jews are going to be. In the last Golas, between New York and San Francisco and America, that the Torah will be there too, and today we see it clearly, that America became a Makom Torah, despite that America is the Ervas HaOretz, and the Tachtoin, She'ein Tachtoin, Lamata HaYemenu, and so on and so forth, Midbar, Nochosh, Sorov, Akrov, Etzimoyin, Asherein Moyim, the Torah has come here too. There isn't probably any place in the world today that some part of Torah hasn't reached, that some Nitzutzei Kedusha haven't been collected. That's the power of the Torah, to go all the way into every single part of the world, to light up the entire world, not only Yerushalayim, not only Makom HaMikdash, but everywhere. And the Torah has the power to elevate the entire planet, despite that right now the planet is sort of sunken into the lowest levels of Tumah. But the fact that Limud HaTorah is everywhere in the world, that's one of the reasons that Lucius Levy says that there are words in Chumash from other languages, like Yigarsa Hadusa, for example. He says this was purposely so that we could learn Torah in any part of the world, in any language. This is the reason why the Torah was explained in 70 languages. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mefarish the Torah in 70 languages, so that we could learn Torah in any language, no matter where Jews will find themselves, in any language. Clearly, we see that today also, how Sfarim being printed in all different languages. Lashon HaKodesh is spreading to all the languages of the world. And this could also be the reason why the Haftarah on Shavuos is from Yecheskel HaNavi and not from Yeshaya. Sfarim ask, why do we lay the Merkava of Yecheskel and not the Merkava of Yeshaya, who was on a higher level? Yeshaya's Nevuah was in Eretz Yisrael. Yecheskel was in Bavel, Al Nahar Kavar. That means that the Torah could be learned anywhere, not only in Eretz Yisrael, even in Bavel, even in America, anywhere. That's why the Haftarah of Shavuos, the day that the Torah was given, is Dafka Yecheskel, who was prophesied the highest level, the Merkava we're talking about. We're talking about Ma'aseh Merkava, which we don't understand. Rashi himself on the Psukim there says, also Lizbayne in the Pasuk there. But that was said in Bavel Dafka, in Chutz La'aretz. The Machshakim Hoshivani, it wasn't said in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Haftarah that we read on Shavuos, where the Bnei Gershon are, where the Megurashim, where the outcasts, where those who were exiled were, in Bavel at that time, and today as well. The Torah was given, as it says in Yerushalmi, a white on black, Eish Levona al Gabi Eish Shechayra. Eish Levona, that's white, is pure, that's talking about Tzadikim, and the Eish Shechayra is talking about those who were blackened because of Golas, because of our Averis, Al Tiruni She'ani Shechar Chayras, She'ashizafasni Hashem, the Torah was given white on black, that even the black, even those who have sinned, can also connect to Torah. Eish Shechayra Al Gabe Eish Levona. With this, we can understand the whole connection between this parasha, Nosai Esroish B'nai Gershon Gamheim, Gezel HaGer, the mitzvah of Tshuva, Hakamas HaMishkan, which is the second chance that were given to Klal Yisrael, the Tzir of Shem Havaya, Yadoysev Ulitzela HaMishkan Hashen, is the concept of Sivan, the connection between Sivan and Don, Shimshon, Vayered Shimshon to Nosa, Shimshon goes down, and begins the process of the Geula. Who Yochel Lohoshia Es Yisrael, the Pasuk says. He begins to save the Jewish people. He didn't complete the job, but he began what the Pasuk itself refers to here as the Yeshua. Who Yochel Lohoshia Es Yisrael, says the Malach to the mother of Shimshon, Slalfoinus, that the child you will have will begin the process for who Yochel Lohoshia Es Yisrael. He will begin the Yeshua
Hashem, Mashiach will complete the process. But Shimshon began the process. For who Yochel Hashias Israel. Same thing with David HaMelech, whose yahrzeit was Shavuos. David dealt with the downtrodden. The entire Tehillim was written for the Aniyim, for the Evyonim. One goes through Tehillim, and you see in most of the Mizmairim, David is referring to people who have fallen. And he uplifts them. The whole Tehillim is tremendous, is uplifting. David is Mashiach, David Malka Mashiach. David uplifts the Oni and the Ger, the Leket Shikra and Peah of Klal Yisrael. And Baal Shem Tov, his yard site was Shavuos as well. The Baal Shem Tov came to this world to uplift the lower levels. As Tzaddikim said, the Baal Shem Tov is also the Neshama of Mashiach, together with David, came to the world to uplift the spirits of Klal Yisrael, who had fallen after all the gzeiros of Tach V'Tat and Shapsai Tzvi and all the other terrible tragedies that happened before Leidas HaBaal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov came to the world to prepare the world for Mashiach, to be Megala Pnimiyas HaTorah, the Torah that's going to be revealed. Mashiach is going to come, where every Yid is going to have a Tikkun, even the B'nai Gershon. Nasei Esreish B'nai Gershon Gamheim. We should be Zoycha, as we mentioned, that the Zohar says that Mashiach is going to come on Shavuos. It's still Shavuos. Shavuos, until after this Shabbos, it's definitely, it's the Shabbos Noch Shavuos. It's Noch Shavuos, means it's after Shavuos, but it's still Shavuos. Especially this year, that it's the Yemei HaTashlumen, and the last day of the Tashlumen is this coming Shabbos. We should all be Zoycha to Nosei Esreish B'nai Gershon Gamheim, and to the revelation of Mashiach in the world. And the Torah Chadoshim Ha'iti Teitzei, the Torah that Mashiach is going to reveal, Yetzer Hashem, this year.